You're going to listen to a radio interview about rules for a healthy weight management. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 6. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good morning, and welcome to today's show on food rules for healthy weight management. Ultra-processed foods often dominate young people's diets these days. Chips, soda, energy drinks, and packaged snack bars, but also breakfast cereals and ready-to-eat meals are part of their daily diet. The rise of these highly processed foods has led to increasing rates of obesity in the last decades. But is it something about the highly processed nature of these foods that drives people to overeat? A new study suggests the answer is yes.
Good morning. Well, the study comes from researchers at the National Institutes of Health. They recruited 80 healthy young men and women to live at the National Institutes of Health for a whole month.
You know, we actually have to house people and measure every morsel of food that they eat because we can't rely on self-reporting.
That's Kevin Hall. He led the study. One group of people was randomly assigned to eat an ultra-processed diet. So think foods like packaged white bread, eggs made with liquid mix, and peaches canned in heavy syrup. The other group ate unprocessed foods. After 2 weeks on one diet, the group switched to the opposite diet. Both groups were allowed to eat as much or as little as they wanted, and meals in both diets contained the same number of calories, carbs, protein, and other nutrients.
This is, I think, critically important. A diet that's matched for a lot of the usual suspects that people have in mind when they think of ultra-processed foods.
Yes, specifically fat, salt, and sugar. And sugar is known to drive hunger.
Our study didn't allow the diets to be different in that regard, and yet we still saw a big effect of the ultra-processed diet.
How big an effect? People on the highly processed diet ate about 500 calories more per day, and they gained an average of 2 pounds over 2 weeks. People on the unprocessed diet, they ended up losing an average of 2 pounds over the same period. Well, these are landmark findings that the processing of the foods makes a huge difference in how much a person eats. Unlike prior observational studies that linked ultra-processed foods to weight gain, this study can show cause and effect. The findings are really consistent with a lot of evidence that, you know, we can't judge a food by its calories. In other words, for healthy weight management, the simple rule is to eat real foods like fruits and vegetables, whole grains, fish, and nuts. As simple as that.
Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Good morning, and welcome to today's show on food rules for healthy weight management. Ultra-processed foods often dominate young people's diets these days. Chips, soda, energy drinks, and packaged snack bars, but also breakfast cereals and ready-to-eat meals are part of their daily diet. The rise of these highly processed foods has led to increasing rates of obesity in the last decades. But is it something about the highly processed nature of these foods that drives people to overeat? A new study suggests the answer is yes.
Good morning. Well, the study comes from researchers at the National Institutes of Health. They recruited 80 healthy young men and women to live at the National Institutes of Health for a whole month.
You know, we actually have to house people and measure every morsel of food that they eat because we can't rely on self-reporting.
That's Kevin Hall. He led the study. One group of people was randomly assigned to eat an ultra-processed diet. So think foods like packaged white bread, eggs made with liquid mix, and peaches canned in heavy syrup. The other group ate unprocessed foods. After 2 weeks on one diet, the group switched to the opposite diet. Both groups were allowed to eat as much or as little as they wanted, and meals in both diets contained the same number of calories, carbs, protein, and other nutrients.
This is, I think, critically important. A diet that's matched for a lot of the usual suspects that people have in mind when they think of ultra-processed foods.
Yes, specifically fat, salt, and sugar. And sugar is known to drive hunger.
Our study didn't allow the diets to be different in that regard, and yet we still saw a big effect of the ultra-processed diet.
How big an effect? People on the highly processed diet ate about 500 calories more per day, and they gained an average of 2 pounds over 2 weeks. People on the unprocessed diet, they ended up losing an average of 2 pounds over the same period. Well, these are landmark findings that the processing of the foods makes a huge difference in how much a person eats. Unlike prior observational studies that linked ultra-processed foods to weight gain, this study can show cause and effect. The findings are really consistent with a lot of evidence that, you know, we can't judge a food by its calories. In other words, for healthy weight management, the simple rule is to eat real foods like fruits and vegetables, whole grains, fish, and nuts. As simple as that.
Maria Godoy, NPR News.